So here's an Andy Rooney line. Ever wonder how those ads get on your internet site that blanket you? Sometimes the ads seem as though they know
you. Get off my website.
They know you. They know you.
They
right?
do. Right. They do seem to know what I'm interested in.
For instance, you've seen ads that pop up on a Google search site that are clearly based on what you just searched for
in your or wrote in your email. Or
exactly. That's right. Well, according to the FTC, they would love it if consumers could opt out of these ads, and Congress is going to deal with it in a hearing today. The question is this practical, and how much has the sort of barn door been open here, and is sort of unavailable for regulators to do anything about? To help us with all of that is New York Times media reporter Tanzina Vega. And first of all, good morning, Tanzina.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Is there a way of getting a sense of how many ads are so-called customizable, that they're generated on the basis of information that ad companies are actually observing the behavior of you at your computer?
Well, the number of ads is hard to come by. I mean, I think you see what you were just saying earlier in terms of being online and seeing ads that are based on your searches and based on the web history that you leave behind. And some of these ads are targeted specifically at that. I mean, there's technology in place to serve you ads. If you go, for example, to a shoe site and look at something, and you might see that ad that, you know, specifically for that pair of shoes that follows you around the web. So there are a number of different ways that advertisers can target users online, and it is an industry that rakes in billions of dollars a year in doing this. So the specific number of ads is I couldn't even begin to give you a framework for that.
But the business of ads that are just sort of generally scattered all over the internet is one thing, but the separate business of customizable ads, that's a $1 billion business.
Sure. Advertising online is a business that's raking in billions of dollars a year. And customizable ads are helping that and extremely profitable, because people say that they're more valuable, you know, to consumers, and that if you see more relevant ads, then you're more likely to click on them, and you're more likely to be interested in what it is that they have to sell you.
So I can imagine what the lobbyists will say to the lawmakers who take a look at this at this hearing. How practical is it to actually offer an opt-out feature for people on, I presume, browsers and certain search sites to be able to block customizable ads from getting information about what you're doing online?
Well, I think we have to look at it practical for who. And I think if you take a look at the current state where we are right now, there are a number of different ways that people can control the data that's being collected by them, or they can set preferences not to have, for example, cookies that track them, or to opt out of behavioral targeting online. But right now, there's really no standard. You can download a plugin. You can go to your browser controls and do in private browsing. You can, go to, there's a new self-regulatory program that's been put into place recently by the online advertising folks, where you're starting to see ads that have icons next to them that allow you to click on that icon and then go to a website that then allows you to manage your preferences. The issue is that's not enough, and it hasn't, and according to the FTC, those proposals have not been sufficient. And part of the reason is because the technology is always too steps ahead of what the consumer is aware of. You've also got something called flash cookies, which even if you go to your browser and try to control your privacy settings that way, these flash cookies are tracking you beyond that and require you to go to a separate, say, Adobe website to manage your preferences there. So the current situation is that a user can control their privacy online. It's just not persistent, number one. In other words, you can do it for that one session, but then you start another session, and that same information is starting to be collected, so you have to restart that process all over again. And it's not intuitive, and it's not transparent. And so the FTC is saying, while these efforts have been helpful, they're not enough, and it's not enough to help the consumer really have control over how much of their data is being collected.
And as technology relies more and more on cloud-based data systems that interact sort of constantly with internal and external software, it's going to be more and more difficult to get these kinds of opt-out apps that don't keep your system from crashing completely. New York Times media reporter Tanzina Vega, thanks so much.
Thank you.